Brown's moratorium would only affect residential neighborhoods. Events in downtown, Five Points, or San Marcos Square would remain legal, as they are commercial districts. Brown says he wants to hit the pause button to study the issue after receiving numerous complaints from law enforcement and his Northwest Jacksonville constituents.
Individuals would call because of parking situations. They may did not agree with the block party, and someone parked in the yard. Now they have to go to work. They can't get out. The restroom facilities was an issue. The time that the music was allowed to be played. All those things were concerns by neighbors.
Currently, party organizers have two different methods for getting city approval to shut down roads for festivities. If attendance is expected to exceed 500 people in a commercial area, they'd have to fill out a road closure or special event form that goes through the city's Public Works Department and the Jacksonville Sheriff's Office. Smaller parties in residential neighborhoods just require a public works form, but no vetting by law enforcement.
The moratorium is basically eliminating, if you will, now 664 deals with block parties. Our other process is street closures. And so once you come down and fill out that application process, we're able to vet what it is that you need. And so there's a distinct difference.
That would make the residential process the same as the one for large block parties. Brown says he's also considering addressing large parties in places like vacant lots, but he's receiving some pushback from Council President Laurie Boyer, who says she's concerned about infringing on people's constitutional rights. Boyer also says she wants to make sure that certain long-running community events remain unaffected. Brown's moratorium is up for a full council vote Tuesday. Ryan Bank, 89.9 WJCT News.